your analysis of what's happening with the ICAC at the moment, and the involvement of this court registrar to issue a search warrant for a phone that had already been taken, allegedly. And I don't know, and maybe you can help me as the legal affairs editor of The Australian, why the New South Wales State Government hasn't become involved in this and make some sort of an independent inquiry as to whether this really did happen.
Well, I think that's inevitable. I think this is already subject of an examination by David Levine, independent inspector of ICAC. Now, he's got a report coming out shortly on the entire Canadian investigation, and I'd be surprised if this doesn't feature in it.
Well, having said that, he's already issued, you know, his report, his yearly report card, and he couldn't have been any more damning about the ICAC organisation and Margaret Megan Latham than he was.
I'll pull you up on that, Ray. I expect that the Canine report will be a lot more damning.
He's warming up, is he?
I think you've seen the tip of the iceberg.
Really?
There are so many problems with that Canine inquiry that I think it justifies a full report. So if Levine does what I think he'll do, I can't see how the government can avoid a reform program for ICAC.
But even allowing for that, if it's even more damning, there are features of his yearly report which surely deserve comment, and I refer to your article today about his investigation into the way that one of the directors of Newcoal was treated to Mr. Poole.
There's no other way of describing it. This is disgraceful. It is utterly disgraceful that this has happened in the state of New South Wales. This is a man, when judged by the legal standards that govern conduct in this state, has done nothing that incurs liability. The DPP has made that finding. On the lowest civil standard of proof, the Supreme Court has made that finding. Yet on ICAC's website, there's still to this day a report that says he is corrupt and deserves criminal prosecution. He abused his role as a company director. None of those things have been supported by the justice system, by the legal system. So what we've got is two standards of justice, two systems of law in this state, and it leaves the way open for more people like Mr. Poole and Margaret Canine to be dragged through ICAC and pilloried for conduct that, when judged by legal standards, which is what that's all you can do in this state. If you obey the law and comply with what the courts say and what's written down in statute, in this country, you're allowed to do what you like. But clearly, that's under challenge now, and I think it needs to be fixed.
Well, yesterday I spoke to the then director of Newcoal. Extend beyond the personal damage to Mr. Poole, Mr. Lewis, Glenn Lewis, revealed to me yesterday the company went from being worth $400 million to being worth $2 million based on the fact that they were investigated because they purchased an organisation that had been under the eye of a microscope. They'd found a bit do nothing wrong, yet people like me, when someone mentioned Newcoal to me, I said to Mr. Lewis, everyone thinks, oh, that's a mob that we can't trust.
Yeah, it's really shocking. I can understand the motivation that led to ICAC being given so much power.
Yes.
But when you look at the outcome, when you look at innocent people and innocent shareholders losing vast amounts of money on an insubstantial allocation, that's all it is. It's not how you attract people to this state to invest and to do business. Businessmen particularly, companies need certainty about title and the law, and if it can be thrown into doubt by an organisation that doesn't even have to adhere to the rules of evidence, we're in a terrible position.
Well, it's a bit like pulling wings off butterflies, as someone once famously said, Chris.
Yes, that's true.
Okay, well, I appreciate your time, and no doubt we'll be reading more about it, particularly when the former Justice Levine hands down his report into the Canine matter.
Okay, talk to you then.
Thanks, Chris, we will. Chris Merritt, Legal Affairs Editor of the Australian newspaper. Rafferty's rules in New South Wales at the moment, and Chris Merritt there saying that when the Canine matter is reported, it'll be even worse in terms of the damning evidence against ICAC from the inspector of ICAC, David Levine, a former Supreme Court judge. But if you read the report, as I've read the report, that's handed down over their performance in the past 12 months, it's strange that either the Attorney General or the Premier wouldn't say, look, we have concerns about the way these people operate and they don't enjoy our full confidence. But nothing has been said. I wonder if something will be said after the report comes down from David Levine into the way ICAC handled the Margaret Kenneen affair. You can't have two systems of justice in New South Wales, but at the moment you do. 12 and a half minutes away from the news.